My name is Erica Lorraine Spencer, and I remain subject to state surveillance and terrorism by the state of California that is operating a malicious targeting system, which is referred to as federal group stalking and monitoring via communication devices. And it is in violation of federal stalking statute 18 U.S.C. sections 2261A subsections 1 and 2. My website and podcast serve the public good by publishing evidence of the public entity's ceaseless engagement in a pattern of conduct intended to stalk and monitor via communication devices, surveil, harass, and terrorize an American citizen in concert with the people of the state of California. Documentation serves the lawful purposes of wide exposure, federal prosecution, and influencing federal legislation with policies specifically designed to punish, dismantle, and disincentivize an unprecedented targeting system by a public entity that acts in concert with the people of the state in order to criminally place under surveillance and terrorize an American citizen, which is a matter of public corruption in the state of California. See thepatternofconduct.wordpress.com. It's Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. This is POC, license plate 8XDT281. At Andy's Burgers in Ontario, California, inside of the BNG Plaza. 70569D3. License 8TEY945. They're engaged in bathroom monitoring. This includes everybody inside of the venue. BNG Plaza is heavily documented. This includes Oscar's Barbershop, Andy's Burgers, Ultra Personnel, Shiro's Liquor, 4WAE911, Rama Food, California 159403. This is a sex offender engaging in bathroom monitoring. Criminal monitoring, which is sexually violent conduct in concert with the state. This is a sex offender, license 72232Y2. 6ZBE473, 9AUY936, 3SUR147, 7KUD373, 33164C3, 8HDD865, 7HLP188, I think I read those. And nine AWJ 231. Seven EOL 907. Again, in relevant position is Brian's Automotive, the Ontario Public Health Clinics located at 150 East Holt Boulevard. All right, this is the same venue where the entity is placing a fake sun over me at the beginning of the day, keeping it on the same block at the end of the day. They're monitoring right now. Using this vehicle, 7U32999, that's a commercial vehicle called SoCal, I believe. They're monitoring. Sitting at a facilitating venue at an auto body shop is no form. These are demons that engage in group stalking at hospitals. 8WYV208. Exhibit A, group stalking in the driveway of the plaza, 2858483. 7YUD002, Brian's Automotive is a sex offender. All right, monitoring while my panties are down in the bathroom. It is, get this license plate too, 77366D3, 8EBK837. In relevant position as well as also Ontario Town Square Townhomes, Metro 102 Apartments, the City of Ontario is falling around in a dumpster truck. 5655, I can't really see that one. 8LJE849, 7TSJ390. And not in a dumpster truck. You're talking about what is a pack of demons, the municipality stalking in dumpster trucks, using their vans, using their utility trucks. That's what the City of Ontario is. I'm revealing public corruption. They're a bunch of demons. License, 8GFJ389. AY36N89. Paper. City of Ontario's driving license 1567708, stalking at Plum and Holt with a flashing light on that dumpster truck. That's a demon. That's municipality monitoring. License 8FED335. Monitoring with 3-star janitorial, group stalking in their parking lot. Motor Inn, 111 North Lemon Avenue. Of course, the Ontario Town Square, Wells Fargo. This is the Wells Fargo at 240 North Euclid Avenue. Heavily documented. I'm speaking of where I'm at. This is where I'm at before the entity engaged in kidnapping. The exact same pattern of conduct was underway as they engaged in kidnapping, as I remain kidnapped and
the entire event environment, followed to Arrowhead Regional Medical Center, and it remained there. 5TUW981-3945902. And by remain there, the entity kept the fake sun over that hospital through my window as I captured upon departure after 6 p.m., just like you saw, entity keeping direct light, keeping the fake sun itself through the window of that hospital where the POC was underway. These are demons that are stalking and monitoring and engaged in a kidnapping again. CD62R73 paper, and they're monitoring with the Ontario Police. 8NNC312, 8NLN004, they always are. You're talking about a lot of people that are going to federal prison. 8XSJ120, 7KYN198, 7ZXT019, 7PWU902, 31151Z2, 2TGF468, 44, I can't really see that one, 8VWJ901, 8N78500, 7CTB314, 4TKD386, 8XSF645, 8TQC468. That's Cardenas. I didn't see their license plate, but that's Cardenas. Crossing path in a commercial vehicle with their logo on it. Cardenas, where they were molesting me with direct light while sitting in the vehicle, as I documented yesterday evening after 7 p.m., I believe, at campus and Hull Boulevard. I can't really see that one. You can scratch that one. 5TEY244, 6HGV903, 8MMU183, 8EO6362, 7YSJ635, 7NFM750, 8Z. I can't really see that one. 7P3J. You can scratch that one too. I can't see that one. 42307B1, 7568, you can scratch that one, 7PLL554, 8UMC573, 8F22155, 7CCV126. Seven XLR403, 8EBL536, 7UAA171, the back plate is 705-9183, 61826A3. And the Ontario Police are crossing path. They're group stalking as I'm at Plum and Holt. The Ontario Police are on traffic cameras, group stalking, monitoring, criminal monitoring, ongoing criminal monitoring after engaging in what is a documentation of group stalking at the Ovid Family Community Library, openly stalking, openly monitoring, openly demonstrating demon possession, openly harassing, and openly engaging in what is a straight up, plain, pure, flagrant assertion of false allegations and kidnapping. This is what I documented, including while they are engaging in what is wearing fake names. Demons that I've already documented. I've already got your name and badge number. This is why you document. And then you have what is the evidence of this corrupt entity incriminating the Ovid Family Community Library. That's that you're talking about what is already, you're already shown to be a criminal. You're understanding how this system works. That's what you learned from that. And why they're all going to federal prison, like I said. ISHH8EFB585-9ANC263. 91715N2, that's Union Pacific, that's monitoring, and 7ZBU125 is loitering at the right here at the Beverly Banquet. All right, while you hear train activity, that's audible activity. While the fake sun's over my head, that's loitering in relevant position, that's criminal surveillance, that's ongoing terrorism. That's a demon-possessed stalker. License plate.
Hold on.
5PXG655-34211-E3. 8TKZ713. The same. License. 8YZK181. Werner, the company, W-E-R-N-E-R, they're monitoring. They're engaged in terrorism. License 45559S1. The license plate on this Werner commercial vehicle, W-34787. It's a Nebraska plate. The back plate is 18431W. License 8SPK439, 7WHJ604, 8A43495, 8WGC028. I'm at what is Euclid and Hull Boulevard in Ontario. And this is the same intersection where I have documented the maintenance of a fake sun as though it is setting at the same intersection. I've shown you this in the morning, the fake sun over me. I've shown you my shadows on both sides. I've shown you these demons driving in directed light. This is exactly where I'm located. I have fully shown the POC. I'm literally taking down names. 8THU770-1545-1549605. That's San Bernardino County. 7HCU283. 91302C3. 6ZXJ402, 8VDH589, 8SBG902. REINA93 19609M2 5CAU044 6EDL708, 6X, or I can't see that one, he's crushed on. 55484J2, 9AUZ812. They're monitoring at the United States Postal Service. I've already shown you this specific environment at the United States Postal Service as well. They are monitoring their relevant position, and they're monitoring with the people of the state as well. This is nothing other than the criminal use of an establishment that is the United States Postal Service to engage in ongoing state surveillance and terrorism at 123 West Hope Boulevard in Ontario, California. License 83592H2, 3028682, 7YQZ113. It's 9 a.m. License 6TLE465. Excuse me, 6TLE. Yeah, 465. That's correct. Nine ACC874, 8LVH995, 8HRH139, 8TSD238, 80873R2. And it is 9:01 AM. 7YQZ113, BN64619 paper, 8RWP480. Monitoring at the Mestiza Cake House and Cafe. It's a relevant position to where I'm standing right now. 7XHC090. The Emporia Lofts, they're monitoring. You hear a demon over here stalking at the bus stop. 8XQL379. That's operation of a communication device. It's audible activity creation. It's group stalker. It's 9:03 a.m. One five one six five three seven. That's Chaffee Joint Union High School. 6KOE408. 46112F2. 6 FTC 797, I believe. I can't really see the last one. United Rentals is group stalking at Euclid and Hall Boulevard. I am on Route 83, bus number 2358, operated by the employee who I've documented heavily before. This is David. It's 9:04 a.m. I'm on surveillance cameras on the bus. Alrighty, this is employee 2366. He's operating the bus. Ontario police are group stalking while I'm on the vehicle, which I capture an image of on the driver's side of the bus. That's on, this is Route 83 that's going towards Chino. You can see the unlawful operation of a communication device. This is a demon, first of all. So you understand what's the POC and what I'm revealing. This is demonic activity, and this is obsessive stalking. It's criminal monitoring as well. And they're monitoring with the police, so I document. And an image, 7ZTN092. This is ongoing surveillance while I'm on the bus. And it is currently, by the way, 9:08 a.m., where the Ontario police, the same demons, engaging in what is the abuse of the law while they are plainly stalking, as they've been doing, by planes, helicopters, with the people of the state, okay, such as Ovid Family Community Library, that was on full display on June 16, 2022, and then engaging in a kidnapping. That police department is stalking while I'm on the bus. I'm at Phillips Street and Euclid Avenue, headed toward Chino. This is POC. We're at Riverside Drive and Euclid Avenue. Air gas is crossing path. And the fake sun is directly over me, in alignment to where I am sitting on the bus, en route to Chino, California. And the current time is 9:19 a.m. And I did capture this demonic conduct. This is an environment that the entity follows you with, right? No matter where you go, no matter what time of the day, this is how you're aware of what is demonic activity. This is also speaking to what is the prosecution of this demonic targeting system, which is federal group stalking. They're monitored with communication devices. And the fake sun is over me on the bus. 7NZZ188, 7BYJ480. Shutter up shutters, license 7-2596-V2. Penske Truck Rental, US.327574. And the license plate. I can't see their license plate. That's Penske Truck Rental. It's a readily identifiable brand at Riverside Drive and Euclid Avenue. Extra Lease, that's a trucking company. And Omnitrans, bus number 2341. It's crossing path going in the opposite direction coming from Chino, so they're driving northbound on Euclid Avenue. And that's at 9:20 a.m. Walmart crossing paths with one of its commercial vehicles, meaning it's a demon, a third party that's operating a commercial vehicle with the logo Walmart on it, and the people of the state are monitoring. So I want to be clear, the ordinary target individual may very well recognize a logo, document a logo, and the people of the state shall be documented. That's a means of identifying them. In all of these demons' forms. It's 9:21 a.m. FedEx and J.B. Hunt, crossing path. J.B. Hunt Intermodal and FedEx. And again, this is employee going by the name of David, employee 2366, taking a prolonged break right here at Riverside Drive and Euclid Avenue. It's 9:22 a.m. He's just, this is monitoring, I want to be clear. But I want to be clear, he's being engaged in a prolonged break here. While criminal monitoring is underway, it's directly relevant to the POC that they are engaged in. They being the people of the state who are operating this bus. And this is exactly why we're stopped at Riverside Drive. This is the Home Depot on Euclid Avenue. Across from the Dollar Tree is on the opposite side. We have been here for over 5 minutes, just stopped on the side and monitoring. And now he's on the bus and proceeding. It is 9:22 a.m. at Riverside Drive and Euclid Avenue. This is the Route 83 bus going toward the city of Chino. Mission Linen and Uniform Service.
is a third-party engaging in surveillance by a group stalking on the bus, heavily documented while I'm on the bus, and he's stalking with the police. He's engaged in monitoring with the entity as I'm reading their license plates. The entity's keeping the fake sign. He's engaged in terrorism, and he gets off the bus right here at Schaefer and Euclid Avenue at 9:25 a.m. on surveillance cameras. I just want to document that. I captured him in still images. License AFOL 184. I believe. 8FOL 184 or 8FOL 784, I believe.
XYZ 401, the Chino police group stalking, kidnapping on Hills Sheriff's Department, excuse me, the Sheriff's Department with Chino Hills were under the fake sun at West Valley Detention Center. And this is while I am kidnapped on June 16, 2022. So I want to be clear, the entity is intentionally going out of its way, which I've already documented. The entity is going out of its way to engage in what is communicating as threat while they are visibly crossing the path before the targeted individual, especially as you are documenting it. They're doing so. This is Satan that's stalking you right in your face, unbeknownst to you. You don't even know what you're subject to. Upon documentation, the entity is intentionally threatening you while you are documenting it. All right? And these are demons who are doing this to their own demise. They're going to sit in federal prison for it. This is the pattern of conduct, though. This is what they do. This is demonic. It is 9:36 a.m. And that's the only reason why I'm bringing up what is Chino Hills. They were, which is a different city, Chino. But Chino Hills, sitting in a sheriff's department vehicle, were engaged in kidnapping on June 16th. 7G10220, and you deport that third party if they're not a natural born citizen while they're monitoring at Chino Avenue and Central Avenue. They were engaged in kidnapping while they were monitoring during an ongoing kidnapping is in process. And Chino Hill is sitting in a sheriff's department vehicle, that's San Bernardino County Sheriff, at the, again, West Valley Detention Center. Arriving at the Chino Transit Center right now, it's 9:36 a.m., and this is POC 8RER468, 8RW, excuse me, I can't really see that one. David, again, employee 2366, engaging criminal monitoring as Omnitrans. This is bus number 2358, license plate 1545806. Omnitrans is arriving in Route 88, bus number 1364, license 1535754, African American female, long extension, operating that bus. License plate, crossing path, 6XBN193. 17864. Excuse me, 1786HB2, I believe. 7XKH496. Oh, let me get these demons on Omnitrans. License 1545838, that's bus 2359. This gun is... Ow. Is this the same one? Oh, yeah, it's the same one. Route 88. I already read that one. License 5TDV293. Bring security through the transit center. Directed light at a distance away from this demon's vehicle. License plate of Bring Security. 2756327. Directed light while they're driving. That's just a demon, literally, just operating. There's never an explanation for directed light. That was just blatant demonic activity by Brink Security. 1545838, bus 2359, which I read that one. I want to make sure that I have all these. Okay. That's Omnitrans. 9AOL490-42616J3. 04421X1. 7XKH496, I believe. The Demons of Vineyard Church. They've got a commercial vehicle, California number 230105. Their license plate for this fake church, 5L87857. License 6HVR304, 8RWA874, 7JLU193, 6GQL367, 888-18W2, 8RXK788, 7GFM100, 7KPU002. see, I might have read that one. 426-16J3, 6TBB-063, 8C-26427, 8LTW-310, WHOUDAT, 6EIT-454, 6GQT-826, 8EWR-849. And what are you going to remember? The fact that Brink Security is a demon engaging in what is terrorism and possible light activity on the street. While the entity engages in the pattern of conduct, it is literally the incrimination of everyone else. What else do you think, what's everybody else doing while you've got an inexplicable light on a street while somebody's supposedly just driving? This is supposed to be the form for what's normal conduct. It's not. It's entirely demonic. But you don't even need that. I'm giving you what are common sense connections. The environment, the ongoing pattern of conduct, the pattern of engaging in kidnapping, the pattern of engaging in the demonic behavioral patterns itself by the people. This is speaking to what is a very distinct POC, okay? But like I said, there are also common sense connections. What do you think this demon is doing while I'm reading the license plates of these third parties and relevant? They're monitoring together, okay? It is an ongoing continuous system. 8ETR903, 6UEJ660, 8UEK725, 5JOD386, 8DCW057, 8WPA879, 7VGY142, 6FUS604, 8CPS450, 8PXW939, 7MBE287, 10496K3, 8WYX805, 9BNU853, 8YND797, 8CNN071, 8PTM315, 8VNF296, 8VDU478, 5MHL602, 6FCE473, 8PDL273, CMAMLV2, 8SWW675, 8WRU442, 7RZK325, 7PWV627, AYYWAY, 8FHP913, 7VYM519, 8MIG972. CC74H55 paper. ATMR964. 7WQH168, 8DSS315. 7ROR856, City of Chino, 1548373. Yeah, I think I read that one. 8HGG017, 8DSS315, 8PFU970, 5JCY682, 8MXC767, 8XEB757, 7GMP067, 7ZVH283, 8RRF 745, 7MBE287. Please, I did not read these back here. And it's 9:43 a.m. 6VHR339, 8UFS531. Yes, I read that one already. 9AGC. 957, 8KLP487, 4FLORES, 72423C2, 9AQC846, 8XWT053, I believe, 7UDW184. 8XWT053, yeah. 7JCH011. P834MO, 5WWZ878, 6SJG097, 6TGG395, 9AML441, 7AEZ122, 4FLX850, 7BAR284.
The fake sun is directly over my head at 9:44 a.m. It's 9:45 a.m. I captured this in still images. I'm standing in the parking lot where the Chino Transit Center is located. The demons of Omnitrans, this is the people of the state group stalking using a business, Omnitrans, demons operating the bus, demons riding the bus. State surveillance is underway and the specific environment is present. And the fake sun is over me in the parking lot of the Chino Transit Center. Omnitrans is creating light activity. They're pacing around in operation of their communication devices. They are monitoring with the people who are pacing around in vehicles. They are loitering in relevant position with the demons who are at the Chino City Hall, at the, they've got a little courthouse over here, at the all these little shops. This is state surveillance. This is POC. All right, 8MBC 809 under the fake sun as well. All righty, capture that in still images. You're looking at what is group stalking. Coming out of the Chino City Hall, these are demons. Staring at their phones, crossing path, monitoring. This is what's underway in the city of Chino. Alrighty, crossing path, walking right out of this Chino City Hall. The fake sun is over my head, studying their communication device, puts it right in their pocket, crossing path. These are demons. This is public corruption. This is the entity that engaged in kidnapping, as I just documented it. Alright, several acts of kidnapping, adding that to the list. Alrighty, 7ZQR468, 8PXW859. These are demons that sit inside of a city's that sit on a city council. They sit inside of a state facilitating venue where the local government is supposedly engaging in the business of the people. They are engaging in, guess what? The people are a criminal. Federal group stalking and monitoring is underway. These are demons. As I understand what I'm revealing to you, not only criminal conduct, understand the situation. These are the demon possessed whose secrets are being revealed while they're engaging in criminal conduct in violation of federal law. They're sitting inside of a city hall right now in Chino, California, monitoring me. Monitoring. This is speaking to what is public corruption as I am going, as you see, any location. When I'm remaining in Ontario, where's the fake sun at? Well, I'll tell you with regard to what is the natural environment, what's impossible to occur at the same time that it's remaining over me in Ontario. While the entity is keeping the fake sun over the side of the Ovid Family Community Library and over my head in Chino, California. And that's just the example from June 16, 2022. I've fully revealed what is the pattern of conduct. 5WMG536, 8CBC707, 7BWU355, 6GBP203, 8UNU886, 8FMX927. When you have under, which I have shown, I just captured a picture. The fake sun is over me during the 9 o'clock hour. It's 9:48 in the morning. During the 9 o'clock hour, and across the same, on the opposite side of the same street, this is what, D Street, I'm capturing hours from now, a fake sun remains over my head at the Chino Branch Library, 6DFR580. That is the pattern of conduct. That has nothing to do with the natural environment. That is not the sun, all right? And this is an entity that is engaging in what is, I mean, you are cornered with that evidence. This is why they engage in, by the way, kidnapping. Also, not just wanting to kidnap, want to defame you, want to torture and torment you. This is what the demons of the medical profession are engaging in. They're going to federal prison. They are done with the medical profession. And those African voodoo priestesses are going to, they're going to be shipped back to Africa, whatever boat they came on, and they're not coming back. All right. And I'm speaking about the demons that I encountered at the Arrowhead Regional Medical Center. But that's the pattern of conduct. The entity, these demons want to kidnap you and permanently remove you from society, defame you in order to torment and torture you, and calling it medicine. That's literally what these demons are doing. They will sit in federal prison for it, and then they're going to be deported. 8RRM881, those who are not natural born citizens. All right, and you hear me speak of the demon possessed in such brutal language because that's what Satan is deserving of. Satan gets no respect. Satan is a despicable, treacherous criminal, and goes to such lengths, which is unspeakable methods, which I have given you a tour of, as I've shown you what is the pattern of conduct, showing you all of the tactics of a criminal entity, a demon-possessed one. And this is happening to American citizens all over the country. License 198T64, this is a demon engaging in surveillance in Chino, California, monitoring with the demons who are pacing around. That's a Nevada plate. License 5FJJ618,
And 198-264 is over here engaging in surveillance. This is an old white man outside of the Chino City Hall. 26BELLA. Monitoring an operation of his communication device. And this is a demon that's engaged in an ongoing impermissible threat, by the way. He can go to federal prison for that. He is monitoring while he knows you're being documented. You're going to address the people of the state in all the ways in which they're threatening. And they're doing so on behalf of, because they're monitoring. This is how the police are keeping you under surveillance through the people. So you're talking about encountering what's going to be the policy. A demon that's monitoring you, and they're not deterred by your documenting because these demons know they're monitoring you. You're talking about what is... Oh, you want to go to federal prison. That's how... you're not deterred by documentation. They will be. When they lose their freedom, when they see how law is going to work, what is going to be the consequence, what is not permissible whatsoever, they will be. 6BME014, 8MSR284, or you can permanently pluck from society that threat. And those demons need to sit in a mental institution where they seek to place American citizens who suffer no mental issues whatsoever while they are terrorized by a demon-possessed population engaging in criminal monitoring, state surveillance. 7THK326, that is indicative of what is mental issues that the people of the state suffer, as opposed to what is the pattern of conduct seeking to criminally defame the targeted individual. This is a method of terrorism. 8WLX717, 7RZU902, 7XOJ306, 8TBW768, 1395340, that's City of Chino, 8HXN056, PJSCSMO, PJSCSMO. Just sitting around in surveillance, engaged in surveillance, sitting in their car, group stalking. The old white man with the Nevada plate sitting in operation of her communication device. Again, that's 8HXN056, license PJSCSMO. Let's see, they are monitoring. I read that license plate. 8VQL191 at the Chino Senior Center, which I showed you. The fake sun directly over me while I'm standing by those old geezers. They don't even have real teeth. Okay, like I said, they're half a block away from a stroke, croaking over, and they're monitoring. They're demons. All right, Satan doesn't have an age or a race, all right? This is speaking to what is revealing an indiscriminate system. As you see, there's no exceptions. You're looking at the environment, you're looking at the behavior, you're looking at what is a very specific pattern of conduct, and it's revealing what is group stalking. This is amongst a people. It's not individualized, it's amongst the people. License plate, 8XCC459. 8GHV981. 8EDU419, 8UOE929, 6FBH180, 6ZXD116, 70019F2. WMB630, this is a demon engaging in surveillance, sitting in their vehicle group stalking. 8TZP260, 7GBR202, 7GBR202. They're monitoring with Chino police who are crossing path on Central Avenue. It's 9:54 a.m. 439UP handicap. 8SVL103, 7NUG929, 6HRY463, 7HEW519, 8TBL492, 8VZZ964, 8NUE634. The Ontario, wrong demons. Same entity, same demonic entity, but again, the superficial distinction. I'm in the city of Chino, so this is the Chino Police Department monitoring with Sparklets. That's a company engaging in state surveillance. The entity is flying over my head by plane engines. Sparklets is engaging in the use of a company. This is grounds to remove that company from existence. You don't have a right to exist for that criminal purpose. You are engaging in what is facilitation, and there is no legal form, meaning there is no excuse you're providing. You're engaging in the elements of monitoring. Monitoring as well as City of Chino Community Services. License plate, crossing path. This is a group stalker, 14326664. And Sparklets, engaging over here, engaging in surveillance. This is a demon stalking with light activity. While the entity is surrounding in plane engines, surrounding in airplanes. They're flying over me,
The police are driving around me. The people of the state surround, and those are whose license plates I'm reading. This is ongoing surveillance, and this is the use of a company to engage in the elements of monitoring, which is also demonic activity, a demon stalking with a method of flashing light. License, it's relevant to what is criminal monitoring as well, but demons stalk with light activity. They stalk with this flashing light conduct. It's demonic. 877-45-P1. US.155-682. California 352-689. This is demonic activity. This is called audible activity, what you hear. And again, this is Sparklets. I'm gonna go ahead and take a picture of this. Sparklets is facilitating state surveillance and terrorism, and they're doing so with the police. Not only is that grounds of federal prison for any, for example, the demon operating that commercial vehicle, you're talking about what is the prosecution of that company. This is an iteration of the same group stalking presence, the people of the state using businesses, using any sort of form where they are remaining present, group stalking. They're always present in the environment, stalking with light, stalking with noise. All right. License 8KLX142. They're not going to be permitted to hide behind some logo. You're going to prosecute that logo. Okay, you will actually even extinguish that logo. You don't have a right to exist with regard to using a business to engage in terrorizing and placing an American citizen under surveillance. No, you know. In the same way that you will disband police agencies, all right, you will remove from existence hospitals engaging in kidnapping and torturing and terrorizing American citizens. You will remove from existence companies engaging in the same. You don't have a constitutional right to do that. All right, and that's documentation when you are engaged in federal group stalking monitoring, which is what Sparklets is doing. That's a license plate, capturing that vehicle, creating light activity. 8F63360, 8WIM566, 7TMG375. TDV293, 7CFN675, 8WFL597, 8ATK782, 4NHL378, 6VGM975, 7LLK132, ED088 handicap, 8WVP728, 8TYD982, 5GXF546, 127GL handicap, 9APS118, 6HPL623. It's 9:58 a.m. ZTB865, 6CND242, BOZZ. Hold on. B-O-O-Z-Z-E-R, 7-C-H-M-439, in case I did not read those already. Y-O-E-447, 8-E-T-B-493, S-C-A-L-B-Z-A. Seven ZTX 757. Yeah. And it is not 10 a.m. on the dot. Alrighty. Group stalking. License plate 6KDX326. WSJ827. 827. I think I read all of those there. I'm monitoring at the Chino Chamber of Commerce. It's 10:04 a.m. 5JOR 649.
Sparklets is stalking again. Crossing path. It's the same license plate already documented, starting with 87745, I believe. I captured them in still images. You have what is Route 88 that does not drive on D Street. Crossing path on D Street right now. They're monitoring. They're going in, what is it? I'm standing in between this little walkway where you hear amplified train activity. This is criminal monitoring, demonic activity. This is the monitoring while you're listening to it. OmniTrans is deviating from its published route. That was a Route 88 bus at what is 10 a.m. while you hear the amplified plane activity. While I'm reciting to you, Sparklets is driving by me. I'm standing underneath the walkway where the address is 13170. And OmniTrans is crossing path. That's why they're driving on D Street instead of driving on what would be ordinarily the street for entrance onto the Chino Transit Center. They're crossing path over there. They're stalking. These are demons stalking in a bus. Anyway, that was Route 88 at 10 a.m. This is POC. The significance of that is because, by the way, they're stalking with activity. I turned on the Wi-Fi radio on the phone I have, the hotspot. The moment that I do that, Sparklets crosses path. You're hearing amplified train activity while I'm standing at the Chino Chamber of Commerce over here. This is amplified plane activity. That's demonic. Surrounding me with noise, demons stalking with vehicles, with commercial vehicles crossing path. All right, demons pacing around, including OmniTrans, which is driving on D Street, where this Chino Branch Library is, where this Chino Chamber of Commerce is, and the buses are engaging in what is group stalking for purposes of criminal monitoring. So that's the significance of that. They're engaging in what is ongoing stalking with activity conduct. Demons, just obsessive stalking conduct while they're monitoring with communication devices. Alrighty, I want to make sure I break that down. That's what I did at this time, and this is when OmniTrans Sparklets are crossing path. Amplified plane, train activity, excuse me. POC. Alright, the entity engaging in criminal summoning. Just sounding sirens. It's another method of audible activity, just like amplified train. And I've documented the pattern of conduct. This little senior citizen community. Four Seasons. That's why they had engineered light inside of that apartment complex, because they're monitoring with the entity that's sounding sirens right now. This is POC. License plate 8XQE687 BN61M87 paper 7S25967 7NLP064 8SXC364 7DIW886 8BQU909 6TTE572 7MPL233 They're monitoring with the United States Postal Service, who's group stalking at the Chino Chamber of Commerce. The vehicle number is 1259735. That's the federal government group stalking. That's a female driving. She's got a long braid, wearing a like a fishing hat. It's currently, by the way, 10:24 a.m. That's USPS engaging in the POC with the people of the state. 6ZOH387 6ZHO387 8MJB638 Monitoring with the City of Chino. City of Chino is using vehicle license 1395340 6SOJ492. USPS, another demon, the vehicle number 0206589, a Latino male, glasses, facial hair, beard, and a mustache. This is criminal activity at State Facilitating Venue, Office of Assembly Member Freddy Rodriguez. And the Chino Chamber of Commerce. This is demonic activity, criminal monitoring. 5L64571. 8AQV667. These old dirt bags group stalking in the parking lot, senior center. License 717593, Napa Auto Parts, crossing path. License 7ZEL597, crossing path. License 8Z61726. And by the way, this is the demonic activity, the criminal monitoring that was underway while this entity engaged in kidnapping me at the Arrowhead Regional Medical Center. State surveillance remained underway the entire time, and it remains underway now. License 8AQV667. That's the old dirtbag in the parking lot, now crossing path on the street. City of Chino is engaged in surveillance, an operation of a communication device sitting in a municipality's vehicle engaging in criminal conduct. This is a Latino male that's sitting in that vehicle. The license plate is 1395340. It's 10:27 a.m. That's the Sparklets pacing. License 87745P1. License 8MCO144. License 6DFR580. YRA702. It's 10:29 a.m. DXH857. 6ROF384. Showing you the entity stalking by aircraft flying right over Chino, city of Chino, crossing path in their utility vehicle, stalking with the entity that's flying over me by plane, and I'm reading the license plates while the demons are driving around me. I'm capturing imagery. You can see the entity is using small planes flying over, amplifying plane activity while they are crossing path in the sky space, in other words, which is also demonic activity. 10:33 a.m. where I captured those still images. 7Y88937. See, pacing, same third party, 5DXH857. See, license 8BLN587, 7NUG929, 7HRY463. Just in case I did not read those already. License 5AXZ486, and it's 10:42 a.m. Get rid of those. License plate 6BFZ432, 8MUC019, 7CTV237, 7SMX034. 7TLX540, 7SSS452, 5FNB440. ASQZ281, 7BHJ612. 8NTX355, 8ZKP504, 8BEZ368, 8BEZ368, 8CEG703, 7BIJ687, 7P55452,
6YYR3437EME986, 7TSK029, 6XWV662, 8ZCY472, 4NUU799, 5VFF746. Route 88 now is driving on what is Central Avenue crossing path at 10:44 a.m. A license plate. They have one? Yeah, 8ZCY472. 6Y45818. 7FZM010, 6XEV174, 6MRA892, 7UVB930, 8TED952, 8VOW009, 4UQN145, 7BMT352, 7MQU332. I think I read 8TED952. 7VMK326, 8UYD323. 8YMP170. 6XVF156. 4WDM836, 5TGD639, 881JJ Handicap, 6HFL875, 8EXX639, 5DST107, 8C31047, 4ZBE677, 7PSU845, 5VMB677. These are all minions engaged in criminal summoning. When I'm speaking to the siren sounding, they're over here group stalking with the entity. Understand that 8JYL569, they're all under the fake sun. This is the demons of the city of Chino. 7KBG029, 6SFJ928, 6CRT845, 62483X1, 7ART296, 8MYC093, 6ZBT091, 8RLX842, 8FOW418. It's 10:49 a.m. The fake sun is directly over my head in Chino. June 16, 2022, I remain at the entrance of the Ovid Family Community Library, where the Ontario Police are group stalking at that entrance. The fake sun remains directly over the entrance of that library. It is at no time over any parking lot in Chino, California, nor would it be, again, over the bus, over my head while I'm en route to Chino, et cetera, et cetera. It's never going to be over some window, out some window, I mean, with supposedly light shooting like a laser touching the bed inside of the depths of a hospital room while I'm in Arrowhead, California, either. But I'm speaking to what is the pattern of conduct that the demons in Chino, California are engaging in. This is terrorism and state surveillance, 6HFL875. The sun is not over the entrance of the Ovid Family Community Library, as I clearly capture, while the demon-possessed agency, the Ontario Police Department, are engaging in what is group stalking and terrorism, and then engaging in what is a kidnapping upon assertion of false allegations by the same demons who I'm documenting right now. All right, understand, that's the entity acting as one. I did capture images of that fake sun directly over me in Chino, where I'm reading these license plates right now. HCZT906, but I might have read that one already. Just in case. 6MRA892. IHEARTMSAAA, 7UVB930, 7FZM010, 8CAY931, 5SWD526. 21849X1, 7HCR789, It's deeming out here engaging in criminal conduct. She'll sit in federal prison for it. 8WOX790. Or XEW951. Eight GKW788, 5NJD802, 8SRU442, 6EZJ478, 8AO9829, 7YJX064, 7YUR526, 7NKT673, 7ARW211, 6ROJ625, 8HWT358, 8RER485, 8RVH633. 8JQU354, 8XJF336. Throw 7BWF645, 8LMT415, 5LPF801. So thirsty, willing to go to federal prison for it. 6KVV986, STLRS76. And that's one that is worthy of federal prison. Engaging, going to any extent to continue engaging in group stalking. This is an entity that's surrounded with evidence. That's an unlawful threat. Anyway, it is currently 10:52 a.m. June 16, 2022. I remain at that same exact entrance after the Ontario police engaged in what is threatening to remove where I'm engaged in lawful exercise of my liberty rights to use a computer and a library. you have what is the unlawful act of intimidation. This is an entity that's engaging in state surveillance, an entity that's engaging in stalking and harassing and doing so openly. That's literally what the Ontario Police Department did at the Ovid Family Community Library. But I want to be clear, the Ovid Family Community Library is engaging in it even as they are doing so with the patrons that are there monitoring. It's state surveillance. All I'm doing is showing you how you're going to classify for purposes of a prosecution. These demons are one. They're all group stalking and monitoring together. All right. And the entity is doing so while I remain at that entrance after being removed from what I have the right to do, which is use a computer in a library. I remain there till after 11 a.m. Remember that. That's captured. I'm documenting this. 8KW864L, 7VYJ602, 6HFL95L, 5WTG441, 8LYM144, 7MMV506, 8MJX192, 8BSA287, 7V11703. I remain at that same exact entrance. I continue taking pictures. I'm continuously documenting. I'm capturing all of the encounter on my podcast. And the entity is keeping that light source directly over the entrance of that. And again, when I'm in the parking lot, the entity is keeping it over the entrance because that's where I'm standing. And this is literally demonic. These are demons who are wearing police uniforms. 8HTL760. And the light source is right there, just hanging over the entrance. I remained there on June 16, 2022. And I'm in today in Chino, California, where at the same time, that's not possibly the sun. I'm showing you images as I'm in Chino and I'm reading license plates of those who are demons engaging in state surveillance and terrorism. And this is the entity that kidnapped me. License 9BEJ120, 8PAK604. And I swear to God, they're going to sit in federal prison and they're not getting out. License 8TWR041, ED170, handicap. This is the entity that put their hands on me, waging false allegations, exercising fictitious authority under the law, know they're being documented, openly stalking and harassing and terrorizing, and then kidnapping to continue that conduct. 8MUC200 in a hospital, VHW184A, where those demons want to pump you up full of drugs while they're stalking and monitoring, terrorizing you. 8RIK809. That's why they're going to federal prison. They can kiss their medical licenses, whatever certification that they have. Satan can kiss that goodbye. You can kiss that goodbye. And I mean the whole entity. That's just the demons of Arrowhead. The entity is acting step by step. It's the people. It's the venue. That's the people. Ovid Family Community Library is where it happened. Ovid Family Community Library is also monitoring, while Ovid Family Community Library is doing so with the demons that fill the library with them, present as patrons. And then doing so with the police who are engaging in what is harassment. All of them are hostile because I'm documenting them. License 8SBW890. 7ZLY532, while they're engaging in unlawful conduct and then seeking to engage in what is a kidnapping, and that's waging allegations against you in order to obstruct justice. 8AQG873, and while they did that, I captured the ongoing documentation speaking to exactly what I was telling you that they were doing as they were doing it. That's why you have what is now possibly the sun over me in Chino, squarely over my head in Chino, California, at what would be the same time. It's not also hovering over the edge of some Ovid Family Community Library, where, by the way, it remains at that same venue after 4 o'clock, after 5 o'clock, after 6 o'clock. That's not the sun. All right. This is demonic activity. And that's exactly what Chino's engaged, the city of Chino's engaging in. And that's speaking to a massive system. You have what are demons that are engaged in an obsessive stalking system, monitoring together. Alrighty, this is capturing the fake sun over me at 10:56 a.m. I remain June 16, 2022 at the entrance of the Ovid Family Community Library. License 8CUX827, they're group stalking with the city of Chino chamber. The Chamber of Commerce, but the city hall over here in the parking lot, this little fake church. I've shown you about that. That's what Lavos Church was, exposing them for the demons that they are, the criminals that they are. 57311F2 1746661. It's the pattern of conic that's underway. That's why the fake sun is over me. It's 10:57 a.m. Gagean surveillance is 8LQS412, which you can see, 8ZTB865, the same, 57311E2, crossing path. That's their alarm that demon is using as light activity and audible activity. And the fake sun's over my head in the parking lot of the Chino Branch Library. This is speaking to the pattern of conic that's underway as the sun is not over the hovering over the edge of the Ovid Family Community Library entrance, where you also have what is, again, as I documented, direct light while those demons of the Ontario Police Department are standing at the entrance. Just openly stalking and terrorizing. I mean, that's what they're doing when I'm capturing them stalking by helicopter. But June 16th, that was an exceedingly desperate act that those demons engaged in. I mean, you're not talking about what is a matter of public corruption. Public corruption is something that is covert by nature. It's supposed to exist in plain sight, but you're not actually aware of what it is that you're witnessing. You don't have any idea that it's criminal, actually. All right, that's the purpose of it. They are openly engaging in what is already substantiated as a matter of evidence, which they are fully aware of while they continuously engage in it. And while they're doing so, they are fully exposing themselves as the demons that they are. Demonic activity is what I captured. Criminal monitoring, state surveillance, and terrorism. And the disqualification from ever having anything to do with what is law enforcement, which is also relevant to the prosecution of such corrupt agencies. License plate 6ZYY954. It is currently, by the way, 10:59 a.m. And this is the Chino Branch Library where they're engaged in surveillance. The entity keeps the fake sun, as I documented. 11:09 a.m. This is already published documentation. How would that be the sun over the Ovid Family Community Library as I'm capturing and still images after 11 o'clock when I've already shown you what's the light source that's over my head in the same central manner in Chino, California, right? So I'm not documenting anything new. I am speaking to what is complete because they're going to federal prison, all right? And so is everybody else that I documented, every single last one. All right, it is currently 10:59 a.m. This is POC. What time do you guys close today, Lindsay? Close at 7 today? Okay, thank you. This is a Chino Branch Library, correct? Okay, yeah. It is currently, by the way, 12:09 p.m. This is harassment by an entity, a demon, and also monitoring. I'm at computer number CHI03 inside of the Chino Branch Library. This is POC. Okay, as documented, Lindsay is a demon. She's engaging in what is harassment, and she is doing so while she's also criminally monitoring. And I am currently subject to what is molestation by a bunch of demons engaging in surveillance inside of the Chino Branch Library while directed light is beaming through the windows. This is absolutely impossible light activity. And this is criminal conduct attributed to the demon who you hear communicating with me, going by the name of Lindsay. That's why I got her name, and that's why I specify the name of the library. It's not because I don't know, because I'm documenting this psychopath who's a sex offender, monitoring with the rest of these demons inside of the Chino Branch Library. And this is while the entity is hostile and also scared, because I'm researching Arrowhead Regional Medical Center and the window where the fake sun was outside of my, the location in the building where I remained, where the entity kept the fake sun outside of that window. And so while I look up this information, you have a bunch of demons that are pacing around, and also engaging in what is a tactic of harassment, which is what Lindsay is engaging in, while she is also then harassing me, okay? Where a demon knows what you're doing inside of the bathroom stall, they also know what you're drinking, they know what you're eating, they know as you're doing it, they know about your bodily functions as it's ongoing. And then you have what's a demon that's working at the library. Oh, you're only allowed to have water, but you're engaging in what is federal stalking with the entity, with every single last demon inside of this venue. So I want to document that. That's the significance of Lindsay, who I've also captured her images, group stalking at this copy machine, POC. All right, this is documentation of what is the sex offender Jason Tihan and Lindsay engaged in stalking in the bathroom. These are demons that are following in the restroom, engaging in the sexually violent method of monitoring inside of the private space at the Chino Branch Library. This demon immediately follows inside of the bathroom. But you have, even if you're talking about waiting 5 minutes, you're talking about even being present before you enter. This is a specific environment. This is the entity that is demon possessed and is indeed in stalking. Stalking in the bathroom right now. I want to document that, and the entity that is Chino Branch Library, specifically Jason Tihan and Lindsay, who was monitoring me, molesting with directed light while I'm sitting at the desk. These demons are then stalking in the bathroom. This is POC. It is currently 4:22 p.m. at the Chino Branch Library. What I want you to hear is this demonic activity, and this is the people of the state using the voices of children as audible activity while they're engaging in the sex offense. Alrighty, this is POC.
Eight BPR 196. It is currently, by the way, 5:59 p.m. in Chino, California. With a demon monitoring, doing so with children as well. I'm at the Chino Transit Center specifically, exiting the Chino Branch Library at approximately 5:53 p.m. What is it, 5:50? I literally ran over to the transit center, so that was like less than 3 minutes. It's approximately around 5:55, 5:56 p.m. It's 6 p.m. right now. This is POC. ...545-806, bus 2358. It's Omnitrans. I am on surveillance cameras. I want to document, this is a battery. These are demons, and they're very sensitive. They don't accidentally touch you. They don't accidentally hit you. You're not accidentally hit with directed light. This is a demon that is engaging in what is passive aggressive violence, hitting me. Oh, I'm sorry. 7BXN836, and this is while I'm on Omnitrans, subject to the pattern of conduct. So, you can. I'm letting you know what's demonic activity. But even so, let me break something down for you. Well, you're subject to state surveillance and terrorism by the state. Anybody putting their hands on you, whether they want to claim it's intentional or accidental, entirely malicious, whatever label you want to put on that, you're going to be prosecuted for it, all right? The government has no business placing you under surveillance anyway, and you document all of that. That's the government hitting you while they're placing you under surveillance in relevant position, while you're subject to a bunch of demons who are stalking you, who are not touching you accidentally, by the way. But nonetheless, let me just let you know how that analysis goes. Anyway, that's a license plate. That's a bus number. It's currently 6:37 p.m., and I'm at G Street and Euclid Avenue. This is POC. 8ZGR 423. 8VQH 374. 6PNW 210. 8THC 553. 8NJB 034. 7433 OH2. 7JXU 519. El Pescador, the Mission Furniture, the Blink Fitness Plaza. They're monitoring. Is where I'm at. License 4RLB372, 5CCE989. People of the state at the bungalows at Euclid, 702 and 706 is the address, North Euclid Avenue in Ontario, 8MIK263, CD05G52 paper, 5NKU912, 5WBG414, 8PDW219, 8VGR351. It's 6:38 p.m. For TRP 585, if they're not a natural born citizen, deport them out this country. License 5FZS 416, 7X38707. 8RDB 359 or 8ROB 359. 8FTY 657. 7DB6245YAD987. 7LJV140. The Hensley Torta at 615 Euclid Avenue, where I documented the Ontario police stalking by helicopter, fake sun over me at 10 o'clock in the morning. They're monitoring as well. License 8DVB845, 8WIM807. License 8XNU012, I believe. The Ontario Airport, migrating at this location at G Street and Euclid Avenue to cross path with a commercial airline plane. This license plate is 5YAD987, 8WDP345, 8ZKW816, 91676E3. Washington BTM 7201, 4PPN254, 7ZYP650, 8TDW576. Mm-hmm. 762L39, looks like Nevada. 8TDW576, I can wear that one. 7JVN758, 7HMX209. It's 6:42 p.m. Seven FJG 769, 8YBH 756, 0465772, 8922 1L3, 8JDV235, 8T12581, 5TLF725979448 3. 8JDV235, 8MVP432, 8ACJ099, 5WFX955, 7454 8Z2, 56440K3, 4UWZ583. 93883J3. Bathroom monitoring, sex offenders, license 7TLL132, 7GKX891, 5HYK507. 8ECH192. This is at Norm's Restaurant in Claremont, California. Stalking in the bathroom. License plate. And so in relevant position is the venues that surround. I'm at the intersection of Auto Center Drive and Indian Hill Boulevard. And they're also engaged in criminal summoning. The entity engaging in amplified audible activity, terrorism, stalking, demons stalking, using emergency vehicles, sounding sirens inside of the Norm's Restaurant. And they're also sex offenders monitoring while my panties are down. License plate. AW61W54. And the entity is sending airplanes, commercial airline planes, flying over this street. While I'm looking at it while I'm sitting inside of the Norm's Restaurant. This is Indian Hill Boulevard, stalking with planes and helicopters. This is the POC. All right, license. 7ATX810 is a sex offender, okay? License 6WFJ383 is a sex offender. 6MHA614, a sex offender. The same demon-possessed entity engaged in kidnapping, which is what I was subject to while the demon-possessed engaged in this criminal pattern of conduct surrounding at Arrowhead Regional Medical Center. License 6KLB571, 7405383, 7JJM814, 7WHL322. 8UNH189, 8VSB, hold on, 8VSB027, 8UZP475, 8ERD783, 8VWP760, 6KKS708, 7GWP708, 6YAA939, 6KAC985, 8VZP451, 8V74868, 8OSMZIC8FZX484, 8VZD450, 8FRS873, 7YJL868. 8:03 p.m. 6FMB621, stalking with light. 677-16B3, molesting with light. This is a demon engaging in terrorism and is also a sex offender touching me while they're engaging this demonic conduct. This is Ontario Village Shopping Center. It is 8:36 p.m. 1547-476 Ontario Police, group stalking on Euclid and, Holt Boulevard in San Antonio. 8VFF527, BN95S43 paper. 8WOV474. 8NKD323.
You have no right to do that.
Ontario Police, group stalking at G Street and Euclid Avenue, Woodside Senior Apartment, the 408 West G Street is monitoring. At 325 West G Street, monitoring with the Ontario Police, sitting in the middle of the street, stalking with light activity, is license 7M. Hold on. 8NUE231. And it is, by the way, it's 8:40 p.m. This is Ontario. These are these demons that I'm documenting. They're monitoring. And they are doing so obsessively, stalking, engaging in the stalking conduct while I'm documenting them, having engaged in kidnapping. That's why you're disbanding them. Okay, and they already know that they are entirely obliterate. They know that they're done and they're still stalking. They're going to federal prison. 8NUE231, 8SZC116, 6NQU428, K8O2PO. Stalking with the Ontario Police. That's federal prison for them too. It is 8:40 p.m. This is an entity that's obsessively stalking and monitoring, harassing together. 8TUT308, stalking. This is criminal summoning. They're monitoring with the Ontario Police at Ontario Town Square. They're engaged in criminal summoning. They're in directed light. 8UKD997, criminal summoning. 7HBP126, criminal summoning. 7MLX053, criminal summoning. 8YEJ689, criminal summoning. The Ontario Police are group stalking at the Ontario Town Square. In addition to group stalking on driving around me in relevant position, they are maintaining light activity at the Ontario Town Square. As I've shown you in video, they are demons in directed light with perpendicular shadows. Okay, this is state surveillance and POC. And they are monitoring while these demons are lining the roads with their lights on. They're engaged in criminal summoning with the Ontario Police. 9AHR049. License 8SPN548. So it is currently, I want to be clear, 9:04 p.m. And this is the same exact entity that is molesting while this is the stalker that knows where I'm at. And these are demons that are touching with directed light while they're engaged in criminal surveillance. And this is while I'm sitting inside of a vehicle, impossible light, reaching into a car while you're driving by. Those are demons who are stalking and they're doing so. This is terrorism that's underway. And I want to make sure I document that while I'm inside of the vehicle where entirety of an entity knows this. And these are the demon-possessed people of the state, a demon-possessed entity engaged in this criminal system, and still doing so after having engaged in what is kidnapping, as I have continuously documented this same exact entity, which, again, that's going to culminate in what is a very intense federal prosecution. It's currently 9:05 p.m., and the entity is engaging in this demented conduct, demon after demon crossing path. This is the same pattern of conduct I've been documenting for a prolonged period. And the people of the state, as a demon right now driving by and touching, reaching the inside of the car filled with light, touching with direct light, surrounded with direct light, while a demon is driving by. It's the identification of that condition. And they're doing it with the demon-possessed Ontario Police Department as well. Again, it is currently 9:05 p.m. I'm inside of the vehicle at Fern and G Street. Relevant positioning, the entirety of an entity in relevant position. They are monitoring while demons are engaging in that terrorism, which is also sexual violence. It's a demon that's touching you while they're engaging in demonic activity, placing you under surveillance. Anyway, this is POC, and it's 9:06 p.m. That's the Ontario International Airport. Stalking. It's called crossing path, remaining on the south side of my person. All right, they remain on a very specific side, hovering over in relevant position. This is Fern Avenue, and that's G Street. That's crossing path as well. This is directed light, and the entity is also stalking by helicopter. The moment I step out of the car, the Ontario Airport is already hovering. That's audible activity while a stalker is using a commercial airline plane. The Ontario Police Department is stalking by helicopter as well. It is currently 9:25 p.m. This is POC. just like I stated, there's your Ontario police. This is relevant positioning. This is the same Ontario Police Department that is stalking where I'm at. I'm in the vehicle outside of what is 325 West G Street, 630 North Fern Avenue. People of the state are stalking with the Ontario Police Department. This is terrorism while they're stalking in planes and helicopters. They're using a spotlight, which is light activity. This is state surveillance. And this is license 6JIH074 is a third party that's monitoring with the Ontario Police Department. This is federal prison. All right, this is POC.